Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey there, welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. I want you to guess who this is. That's correct, that's Gary Zimek. Every week I say, welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. My name is Gary Zimek and I'm going to be the host for the next 30 minutes. So I'm trying to switch it up a little bit, trying to get a little cute with you. Hey, I'm glad you are able to join me on today's program. We are going to look at the Mass readings today from the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Some good ones here. We're going to learn about, we're going to listen to some Jesus, to words from Jesus, and he's going to tell us to fear no one. To fear no one. Are you afraid today? Isn't it easy to be afraid? We get afraid because of so many different things. Fear is an emotion, you know, it's something that really can't be controlled. But there are things that we can do when it comes to fear. A lot of times, even though emotions are technically beyond our control, there are things we can do. There are things we can think about because there are times when we're afraid for no reason. You know, God gave us the emotion of fear, and that's one of the ways that we preserve our lives. When there's danger present, we feel fear. But sometimes we feel fear when there's no danger present. That's what you would call an inordinate fear. And that's what we want to avoid. Are we afraid of a legitimate threat, or are we afraid because we don't trust God with our future, with something we're going through in the present? But that's a common problem. So as we look at these readings today, I want you to keep that in mind. The church teaches that it's not right or wrong to feel a certain way. So if you're afraid, that's an emotion. There's no problem there. But if you're afraid for the wrong reason, you know, you can still turn to prayer, which is good, which is what you should do. But Jesus doesn't want you to be afraid either. There are times when that feeling of fear is preventable. So maybe we'll talk about a little bit about that today. But the fact that you feel afraid, that's fine. Because in the Bible, we see numerous examples of people, Abraham, Moses, even the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. Paul. They are all documented at one time or another as being afraid. It doesn't mean they sinned. It means they felt something, right? So it's okay to be afraid, but we want to be careful about our fear. We don't want to go through life afraid for no reason. So that's kind of where we'll go with this on the show today. I'm really glad you're able to join me on the program. Before we go on, we'll start with prayer, as I always do, and then we'll look at the Mass readings again, as I said, for the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. But before we do that, we'll turn to prayer, which is just an awesome privilege, and we can turn to our Father in heaven and ask for our needs, give him praise, give him worship, maybe say we're sorry because we committed certain sins. Thank him for the blessings that he gave us. You know, these are all different forms of prayer. We'll do that on the show today, but I want to point out to you, if you are not yet on my mailing list to receive my daily email devotional, which is called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, please go to followingthetruth.com and sign up. It's a free message that comes to you each day, usually around midday Eastern time, and it's a Bible verse and a reflection, and it helps you to deal with the problems of life. Life can be tricky, can it? So many things bring us down. And the reason being is we can so easily lose sight of the invisible world, the kingdom of God. You can't see the kingdom of God. That's a problem. So when circumstances are not working in our favor, when you got the coronavirus around you, when you have rioting, when you have political division, when you have terrorism, it's really easy to get bummed out and lose your peace. Unless you keep your focus, unless you stay grounded in the truth. Who's the truth? Jesus Christ. He is the truth. Doesn't mean you're never going to be sad, because there is suffering. You should be sad with suffering, when there's suffering in the world, when people are hurting, when people are dying, when, you know, injustice occurs. You should be sad. It's even possible that you should be angry. That's called a righteous anger. But you shouldn't lose hope. That's the key. You always want to have hope, and the hope, our hope is in Christ and Christ alone. So that's what I try to do with this, the devotional. So if you have not signed up, I would encourage you to do so. It doesn't cost you anything. You can unsubscribe at any time. Don't worry, I'm not going to spam your inbox. I send you one email each day. It's short. It's readable. You just go to followingthetruth.com and you can sign up there. Again, it costs you nothing. All you need to do is provide your email address. That's it. And I'd really like to help you. I'd really like to help share the good news. So at least once each day, you're going to have the Lord speak to you through Scripture, because I always include a Scripture verse. And He does speak to us through the Bible. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I would love to have you as a subscriber. While you're there, check out the website. You can read all about my books. And there's a new one coming out in a few months. It's called Let Go of Anger and Stress. Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. All about the Holy Spirit. I'm finally writing a book about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit can work through us. That book's going to be out in October from Ave Maria Press. And, you know, get on the mailing list. You'll find out more information as it becomes available. But right now, it's time for you and me to remember that we are in the presence of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and turn to our God, our mighty and powerful God, who loves us unconditionally. And turn to Him in prayer. Would you please join me as we begin, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we are so in awe of Your power, of Your majesty, of all that You have done. We look in the sky, we see the blue sky, we see the clouds, we see the lightning and the thunder, we see the rain, we see the trees, the grass, the birds, the animals, insects, people. All Your creation. We see the ocean, the mountains. I mean, it's just unbelievable what You have done, Father. So we just stand in awe of You, of the Creator of the entire universe, seen and unseen. There's things that we can't even see that You created. And Father, when we look throughout history, throughout the pages of the Bible, we see evidence of You performing miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. And we also see examples of Your love for your people who strayed over and over again, who sinned, who turned against You, and Your mercy endures forever. You don't ever stop being merciful. And speaking from somebody who has sinned and continues to sin, I am very grateful for that, Father. We thank You for all of Your blessings. The fact that we are alive is a very big blessing. You have chosen to sustain our lives so that we are still here at this moment in time, meaning that You haven't given up on us yet. Even though we don't deserve, or there's nothing we can do to earn heaven, You've got a place reserved for us in heaven. Well, again, we don't deserve it, but we thank You for saving us a room in Your heavenly home. And we pray for the grace to be able to get there one day, to cooperate with the grace and the strength that you give us so that we can live with you in heaven. Father, we thank you for the difficulties that come our way. Sometimes it's not easy to thank you for problems, but we know, Father, that these problems strengthen us. Difficulties, troubles, trials, they help us to remember that we need you because we forget so many times. So we thank you for these crosses, if you want to call them that, in our lives. We thank you for all of the many blessings, the pleasant ones, the unpleasant ones, because we know that nothing happens to us without your approval. You don't will evil, but you certainly allow things to happen with the idea that you will always bring good out of them. So we thank you for caring that much for us, Father. We ask you to use us as your instruments. Help us be your hands and feet in the world. Father, we pray for an end to this nasty coronavirus. We pray for those who are suffering from it, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. And we pray for their complete healing. We pray, Father, for a restoration to the world as we knew it, not internally, because we want to change. We don't want to be the same way. We want to be more grateful for everything that you have given us. But we pray that we'll be able to have our freedom back and be able to get to the sacraments once again, that we'll be able to see family members, have contact with them. We pray for that to happen, Father. We know you can do it. We know you can do all things. We pray for anybody who doesn't know you, who doesn't know that they can have a relationship with you, Father, through your Son Jesus and the help of the Holy Spirit. We pray for those people today. May their hearts be opened. We pray that we can all grow closer to you and get to know you better. And finally, Father, I pray for guidance for today's show. Please guide my words, my thoughts, so that your message can go out over the airwaves and open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your message. And Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. This is The Gary Zimek Show. And as I said at the start, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. As I do each week, I start with the Gospel. So let's do that now. Sunday's Gospel is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 through 33. Matthew 10, 26 through 33. I like how this starts off, and these are words from Jesus. We're going to hear some direct quotes, a direct message from Jesus today. Now check this out. You ready? Jesus said to the 12, so he's talking to his apostles, "Fear no one." Did you catch that? Fear no one. Let that sink in. Fear no one. We fear people. We fear situations. We fear the unknown, right? Fear a lot of things. Fear no one. That's a message from Jesus. That's pretty cool, right? Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetop. So what our Lord is alluding to here is the fact that there's a lot of darkness in the world. You're listening to this program. You want to learn the truth. You want to grow closer to Jesus. You want to hear the good news. Not everybody is interested in hearing the good news. People don't even, and it's not because they're anti-religion. Some people are, but not everybody is. Some people don't even know it's possible to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, it might be up to you to let them know. And you don't just do it with words. You do it with how you live your life, by your example. Because they're not going to listen to you if you're nasty or if you're not living what you're preaching. Amen? So that's something to keep in mind. But the Lord is telling you and me, what he says to us in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. You can do that on social media. You could do that by voice. You could do that by text. You can do that if you have a blog. You can do that by having your own radio show. I mean, I have no idea what your capabilities are, but you have a different audience, a different, I think it's called sphere of influence or circle of influence than I do. There's people you can reach that I can't reach. There's people I can reach that you can't reach, maybe. But who can you tell the good news to today? Somebody needs to hear the good news. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Now, I don't want to get too fire and brimstone on this show, but it's not me. This is what Jesus is saying. Don't be afraid if you proclaim the gospel and somebody gets offended. Now, you don't go out of your way to do that. You want to pray for the prudence and the counsel of the Holy Spirit to know what to say, how to say it, when to say it, where to say it. You don't just want to win arguments. You want to win souls. But there is a time when you have to speak the truth. Do it with love, though. And if somebody has a problem with it, expect it. You know, the Lord said, you're going to have some opposition, or maybe somebody's not going to listen to you. That's okay. It's just your job to spread the good news. You are doing it, hopefully, out of love to help someone. But the Lord says, don't be afraid of anybody on this earth. But be afraid of, and again, I'm sorry, be afraid of going to hell. You don't want to go there. And I'm not threatening, saying that if you don't preach on a street corner or have your Bible and put Bible quotes on Facebook, you're going to go to hell. That's not true. I don't know. All I'm saying is we are all called to share the good news to the best of our ability. Don't miss your opportunity, because you don't want to be responsible for depriving somebody of the joy that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. How about if we say it that way? It sounds a little more palatable, right, to say it that, but it's true. We have a mission. As Christians, we're not meant to sit on our rear ends and do nothing. We are called to evangelize. We are called to help people, to share the good news of Jesus in some way. And then Jesus goes on to say, are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. You know, if God cares for the birds, why wouldn't he care for you and me who are created in his image and likeness? Even the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Now, I was talking about this at the start of the show. We don't want to be afraid that God won't provide for us. That's an inordinate fear. That's not a reasonable fear. That's not a threat. You know, if somebody walks into your house with a gun, you smell smoke, you see a funnel cloud, these are legitimate reasons for being afraid. But not trusting that God will take care of you tomorrow, that's something you should work on. Again, the feeling of fear can't be controlled, but sometimes there's things you can do to remind yourself by reading about the miracles of Jesus, to read about the miracles that Almighty God pulled off in the Old Testament, by spending time with our Lord, by receiving him in Holy Communion. These are things you can do to get to know the Lord better, and as a result, you will be less afraid. And then Jesus ends this message with, everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. The main message, I want to leave this with this. Don't be afraid to share Jesus with others. Tell people what he's done for you. Be vague at first. It depends on the conditions, on the circumstances, on the person. You don't want to scare anybody away without reason. But there comes a time when we all have to step it up and not be afraid to share something on social media. And you're not singling people out. Just sharing something, a message about God, about prayer. Tell somebody you'll pray for them. I mean, it's really that simple. We have to do that because we are responsible. We're the Lord's hands and feet in the world, so he's counting on us. And he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us. The first reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 10 through 13. Jeremiah said, "I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them. For to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked." Again, this is the reference to the fact that sharing the gospel will result in some degree of persecution. Now, there are places in the world where it involves physical persecution, imprisonment, maybe the loss of your life or your livelihood. In the United States, for the most part, we are free to share our faith. We're blessed that way. But yet we still hold back, don't we? Oh, I'm going to look stupid. I'm afraid of looking stupid. I'm afraid of getting somebody mad. I'm afraid of ruffling some feathers. Well, this comes down to love. It's not about winning arguments. If it is about winning arguments, you'd be careful about that, because that's not what Jesus calls us to do. We're not called to show how smart we are or how holy we are. We're called in love to give somebody the truth. And that will result in sometimes people making fun of you. People may get mad. People might unfriend you on Facebook. But as long as you're not doing it on purpose or to cause trouble, you don't want to do that. Because when I see that, it kind of makes me cringe. I do see people who have an attitude about the Catholic Church, who are Catholic, and they're a little too self-righteous. We all can fall into that. We have to be careful. We want to share the good news in love. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let the Lord handle that. You know, you look to the early church. The church spread far and wide in times of great persecution because of the power of the Holy Spirit. What's the difference? We have the Spirit, don't we? The difference is we're not stirring up the Spirit and willing to be to follow the Spirit. We can't do this on our own. We need the Holy Spirit. So ask the Spirit to give you the guts to share the good news. Why? Because you're saving people. People need to hear about the Lord. People need to make it to heaven. They also need peace in this life. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 69, "Lord, in your great love, answer me. For your sake, I bear insult, and shame covers my face. I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my children, because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me." This is what Jesus went through. This foreshadows Jesus here. It's a prefigurement of Jesus. So when we are persecuted or insulted for sharing the gospel, we're really close to Jesus at that point. We are literally sharing in his suffering, taking some of the burden off of him. Isn't that a great opportunity, a great privilege? "I pray to you, O Lord, for the time of your favor, O God, and your great kindness. Answer me with your constant help. Answer me, O Lord, for bounteous is your kindness. In your great mercy, turn toward me. See, you lowly ones, and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, the seas and whatever moves in them." So what we do, the way we get strengthened, is we pray. We pray for help from the Holy Spirit, for the gift of fortitude to come alive in us, so that we're not afraid to share the good news. Because it's good news. You know, we shouldn't hold back. But we need that help. So make sure you pray for the strength to be able to do that. The second reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. "Brothers and sisters, through one man sin entered the world, and through sin death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who is the type of the one who was to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? I mean, this is something to really ponder. This idea that Jesus Christ, by virtue of what he did on that cross, he undid the damage caused by the original sin of Adam and Eve. He undid that damage by his obedience on the cross. So what it comes down to, his obedience overcame the disobedience of Adam and Eve. So by what Jesus did on the cross, the gates of heaven were open, and we are able to live one day forever in heaven. That's a real privilege. That's a real privilege. So don't neglect your part in this whole thing. You know, sometimes we think it's not our job to share the good news. The words of the gospel are already written, and it's up to the priest or the minister or somebody to share the gospel. No, it's up to us, because we are Jesus as members of the church. We're part of his mystical body, the church. We are, and I used this example earlier, we're the hands and feet of Christ in the world today. So he's counting on you and me to share the good news. And will we experience resistance? Yeah, because he did, and he told us that. If they hated me, they're going to hate you too. And if you're not getting any resistance, if nobody's giving you a hard time, if nobody ever questions your message, you have to ask yourself, am I sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to the level that I should be? Or am I holding back? So go out and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit will help you. What's the worst thing if somebody gets mad at you? Or somebody laughs at you? Or somebody thinks you're foolish? You never know. You're planting a seed, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen seeds get planted where initially they're rejected, but when the time is right, when the Lord opens that person's heart for any number of reasons and they're receptive, your words can bear a lot of fruit. So don't be afraid, okay? Hey, look, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you. It goes really fast, doesn't it? I love talking about this. So when you go to Mass, you hear these readings again, ask the Holy Spirit to really open your mind and help you to see what he wants you to get out of them. A lot of times we each get a different message, a slightly different message. But I'm really glad we have the time to spend each week. If you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And as I always say, I would really appreciate your donations to help me go forward. I provide these shows free of charge, but I could really use, there's expenses involved, and I have a full-time ministry, so any donation you can make can help me to continue in that full-time ministry. And all you do is you go to followingthetruth.com, you click on donate, and you can donate securely through PayPal from followingthetruth.com. And I'd be very grateful if you can either become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. Also, don't forget to sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, my daily devotional. You do that by going also to followingthetruth.com. Click on the button, provide your email address, and you are all set. All right, I got to run. I am praying for you. Please pray for me too. And I hope to be back with you. It's all up to the Lord. If he wants me back here, I'm going to be here next week. God bless you.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.